Hey, this is Irene. I've been waiting for you. Thank you for joining me, mixing it up with me right here on The Mix. You're listening to CBiz Media,
your place for faith, inspiration, community chat, and more. Tune into LICMC Radio at licmc.net. Spots available. Call 248-701-0885 for info. Touch and agree with us in prayer anytime with the Prayers Up Club. Visit cbiztvmedia.com and click Prayers Up Club. Finally, stop by our store for inspirational gifts for your friends, loved ones, or gift yourself. Visit cbiztvmedia.com and click our store. Now we send it back to Irene, CBiz Media. Faith, love, and trends. Thank you.
All right, guys, we're back with another recap chat of 90 Day Fiancé, this time Happily Ever After. And 90 Day Fiancé is a reality show that follows couples. One is American, one is from another country, another culture. They kind of have 90 days to get everything together so that they can live happily ever after in America and do all the visa process and all of those things. So they're on a timeline. This particular spinoff is called Happily Ever After, so it's following some of the couples that have already tied the knot, some that are very close to. So let's get into it. This one was kind of a doozy, and the name of this episode is Humpty Dumped Me. We're going to first talk about Jasmine, which sadly she's going through a lot, of course. Gino, who is her partner, is not able to get her kids to America because of the paperwork issues. He had issues filing, and he's not willing to get a lawyer due to the $5,000 charge. So it's going to be a couple years before she can even see her kids again and have them in America. So that's been really hard on her. Plus, her mother has been having health issues. She found out she does have cancer, but it is in very early stages, and is very hopeful that she can recover. And we're praying for her and praying the best for her. At the same time, it's her birthday, and Gino takes her to Miami to hang out with one of her friends, a male friend. And he has no, I was a little surprised because he has really no issue with her having a male friend. This particular male friend, there's been issues with her. I'm talking about her ex, Dane, I think. But this guy, I guess, Jasmine and Gino are on good terms with this guy. Gino seems to like the guy. He's attractive, Latino male. If there's something I'm missing, please let me know why Gino has no issues with them. But they're staying there with him in Miami and celebrating her birthday there. And they had a few cupcakes, sitting out with candles and some wine and celebrating. And she, you know, had a chance to make a wish. And she really should say a prayer. But that's just my belief system, but I feel like at least she put it out there, her feelings, her emotions, her desires of, you know, God just working everything out. So I am with her, and I hope her wish and her prayer comes true. And me being a cancer survivor myself, I know that it's not something that you take lightly. And everybody knows that, you know, it's a major issue, it's a major illness. So we pray for that situation. Amen. Now I'm going to go to Nicole and Mahmood. And you know, Nicole treated Mahmood really bad around her friends. She was upset that he didn't come meet the friends. And again, he didn't approve of her outfit. So they're still up in arms about that. One of Nicole's friends, which is a guy, kind of followed Mahmood as he left the house. She wanted him to leave, so he left. And turns out the friend, I guess, really couldn't get to him to get him to come back. So Mahmood said, you know, I'm going to find somewhere to stay. Turns out he uses her credit card to get a $300 hotel room for the night. And so Nicole's mad about that. He goes and finds some place to get tea, and then she calls him there and she's like, well, I told you I wanted you to leave, but I really didn't want you to leave because you really have no place to stay, and then you spent $300 on my card, which is kind of a lot. I really can't afford that. And so that became an issue for her. And so he said he's gonna just come back and just get his things. He just feels like she doesn't love or respect him the way she treated him in front of the friends. And I kind of get it. She was really cussing him out. I kind of understand. I'm sure there's things that we didn't see, things that may have been edited, but it wasn't a good look for Nicole. I know that Mahmood has kind of been a jerk to her in the past. They fought about what she was wearing, and I saw him being mean to her, but I feel like in a way she was worse with him, and she allowed him to leave, let him leave. I don't know if she tried to check on him while he was gone, but she has him out in the street in the middle of nowhere. For him, this is a new country to him completely. He said he's going to go back to Egypt because it seems like she doesn't want him and she doesn't want him there. And her attitude was very much like that. I felt like she was really mean. And I wasn't expecting her to be that way toward him, especially all the things she went through in his country, to then turn around and kind of just leave him be in the middle of the streets where he has to find some place to stay. I think she really was cold to him. He got his stuff and said, you know, I'm going to find my way home. He brought back her credit cards or whatnot. He has no cell phone. He gave her phone back. I guess she had an extra phone. So hopefully Mahmood makes it out there on the streets, I think, of L.A. He's walking out in the dark with a suitcase, and I don't know what's next for him, but and I don't know if they're going to be able to make up this time, because I'm not feeling that type of vibe. I felt like Mahmood, he said he loved her and to make things work, but if she doesn't want him, he's gone. I feel like he was more open to try to make things work, even though they were having their issues. For when the tables are turned and the shoes on the other foot with Nicole, I just feel like, you know, she really did him dirty. I don't know what's next for them, but I think they need to figure something out, because they've been going through this for years. And, you know, she's really just talking down to him at this point, saying, you know, the last few days you've been nothing but trouble. And even the last 4 years, she has nothing good to say to him. So I don't know what's next for these guys. I root for love and marriage and things working out, but it's not really looking good. But I will continue to root on, because that's what I do here on CBiz Media. Faith, love, and trends. Again, this is your sis, Irene. Now let's get into Ashley and Manuel. Ashley meets one of Manuel's uncles, definitely a deep Catholic, very into that belief system. And Ashley, she's, you know, before they get there, Manuel's really trying to fuss at her and say, don't say anything about witches, don't say anything about witches or being a witch yourself. So she tries to tell him what she does without saying completely what she does, especially when the uncle starts talking about how a man and woman are one and they're united front. So she didn't want to, you know, throw Manuel under the witch bus, so to speak. So she talked about the tarot cards, she talked about different deities she calls out to, and she acknowledged that she acknowledged that there was Mary and Jesus and God, but she basically just kind of acknowledged it and nodded, and she said, you know, respect your elders. At the end of the day, she wasn't gonna fight when it comes to, you know, their different belief systems. And honestly, I believe you, it's not a fight. I mean, I feel like you say what you believe and the other person says what they believe, and, you know, at the end of the day, that's that, unless God leads you to say, hey, really try to talk to this person and get them to see your side. It depends. But all we can do is represent ourselves and stand up for what we believe in. So, and you don't have to beat anybody over the head with your faith or your belief, but just be straight up about how you feel. And you don't have to condemn anyone else's, but you can definitely stand up for your own. At the end of the day, that's my thoughts when it comes to that situation. So she tried to handle herself well. The uncle said he doesn't believe in the things she was saying, but he said, you know, he doesn't completely understand because there is a language barrier, though she is able to speak Spanish as well. But he said he didn't really understand her fully, but he did say, you know, from what he could tell, he doesn't believe any of that stuff. And he said that he loves his new niece as well. So at least he had an open heart toward her. He didn't put her away or judge her. He did have his own thoughts. He said, you know, I don't believe that, and that's fine. But he still embraced her and loved her, from what he said. So we'll see how things go forward. Later on, Ashley takes Manuel to a bar and meets up with one of her friends that, I'm trying to remember what she does. She's like a terrestrial something where she speaks with angels and aliens and speaks this language that I do. I'm like, what is this? I've never heard of this. So Manuel's kind of skeptical as usual. He's like, okay, whatever you guys say. I don't know how these two really fell in love. Their belief systems are completely different, but there's a purpose for everything. And I think it's possible. But for me, like, when she was speaking this language, I'm like, are you speaking in tongues or whatever? Or is this an alien language? And how the alien part fits with the angel part, I'm not really sure. And she starts speaking that language, I'm like, it sounds like you're trying to speak in tongues. I don't know. When people of faith know what I mean when I talk about speaking in tongues, those of the Christian faith. At the end of the day, she kind of read their energy and said, you know, how she was feeling about their vibes and that they may need to let go of some things from the past and all that. So Manuel's like, Ashley doesn't trust me. She won't let me go out and all this. And she didn't even fully interpret it to her friend because she said, this is a lie. She said, you know, he said he's totally transparent with her. And maybe in some ways he is, but when it comes to his kids and stuff, she really doesn't know anything about them and probably knows half about his family. So he wasn't being completely honest, but he was, from his perspective, he feels she doesn't trust him and he's been totally transparent. And it's her that has trust issues. And, you know, he may have a point there, even though he has given her reason to be skeptical on certain things. I don't know if he's trying to, you know, look good in front of the friend, but Ashley kind of blows up. And I think she ends up talking to the bar owner because she just blows up so much that she gets confronted. But we'll see what happens with that next time because we didn't get fully into that situation. Okay, Kobe and Emily still at the club talking with Kobe's friends. Kobe's friends keep putting her down, saying she's too bossy. She's this American woman. And there's like women are supposed to be quiet. So when she left, Kobe followed her. He was trying to make her feel better about the situation. He brought her back into the fold. And, you know, the guys were just saying she was bossy. They kind of still weren't giving her a break. And she was like, and actually Kobe was like, you know, I don't want to be in the middle of this. If you guys don't agree with our lifestyle and us being together, then you guys don't have to come to the wedding. I don't want it to be that way, but it's up to you whether you come or not. And I was very proud of him and I was applauding him in my mind. Finally, you stand up for your wife. Emily kind of tries to state her piece. And again, the guys continue to put her down. One of the guys was kind of level-headed and said, well, we know you're from a different culture, but we don't believe one culture should take over the other culture. So I guess he's trying to say her American culture shouldn't take over his culture. They should find a middle ground as far as the way women act and react in this society. And she says, well, you know, I'm American and I'm not going to sit there and be silent and be quiet. This is who I am, basically. And, you know, I respected that because I do feel like she tried to talk to them. She tried to give them the benefit of the doubt, but she did get angry and heated, especially when he kept talking over her. He's calling her bossy, bossy, bossy. He wouldn't stop. He was being loud. So Kobe tried to be cool with them and say, okay, guys, we're out. We're leaving. You know, they kind of just had to leave the conversation because the guys were yelling and they kept saying, Kobe, 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 yelling for him. And he's leaving with his wife. And I just applaud him for the way he finally stood up for her, which I think that's what he should have done all along. he still wants to be amicable with his friends. I see that. He didn't trash him, bash him, cuss him out, but he easily could have. But he just walked away with his wife, and that just said enough. So love to you, Kobe. I think you handled things very well. And finally, Ed and Liz. Of course, we heard Ed called off the wedding because Liz made a scene about his taco pasta. Too spicy because Liz's daughter said, you know, it was too hot. So she so-called made a scene in front of his sister. This makes him feel like she's not a wife material and their relationship and marriage is not going to work. I don't know. Did she call him out of his name? I'm like, what happened to the point where you're going to call off the wedding completely? So he tries to meet her at a bar. She calls him like, well, why are we meeting at this bar? This isn't the place to meet, a public open bar. And I understand because like their issues probably need to be talked out in a quiet place where they're alone and they can really delve into what's going on. And he said, you know, I'm not changing my mind, so it really doesn't matter where we talk, but you know, it's up to you. That I'm just not changing my mind. So I'm sure this is why the episode is called Humpty Dumped Me. For all of those who know Ed, I'm not a big fan of him. Been kind of tired of this guy. Hopefully Liz can move on from this, even though she says she doesn't want to. She doesn't want to let go of the relationship. It's been difficult for her to hold on to. So she's like, I put all this work in. I don't just want to drop it. Understandable completely, but he put her through a lot, I feel. Not saying she's totally innocent from everything either. Again, things are edited in certain ways. We don't know all of the ins and outs as well, but I know that, you know, early on when I first saw Ed, that, you know, it's like when I saw him, he seemed cool in the beginning, but as he started interacting with these women from other countries, I didn't like his vibe, his attitude, his behavior at all. And now he's with Liz, who is from America. But I just feel like he doesn't know how to treat a woman in a relationship. And he said, well, it's been 30 years since he's been married, so he hasn't even had a serious relationship since him and Liz have been going for some years now. And I just feel like it's no excuse. Taco pasta should not be the end of a relationship. I really don't know. I feel like some things between them have been petty, but not just them, it's other couples as well. For me, I feel like it's time to call it quits, but I'm kind of getting tired of their back and forth. I think it's been said they've broken up like 15 times, and I may be wrong on those numbers, but they're pretty high. They're in the teens, maybe going nearly 20, I don't know. If you have to break up that much, is it really worth it is to be in something where you're going to always be fighting and having a back and forth and being stressed and not knowing if you're going to make your partner leave the next day and just always being in and out, in and out, in and out? It's just, to me, at some point, you got to do what's best for you. She has a kid involved as well. And I'm sure the kid is kind of bonded with Ed, but at this point, I mean, you guys can kind of let that go before things go all the way to marriage and this child is fully invested. I mean, this is my opinion. I know I always root for love and marriage. They're engaged. They were on their way to the altar. But sometimes that's the best time where you should say, let's end this before we make the full commitment. Also, we have Thais and Patrick. I'm going to end up with them just going to her country. We see the dynamic that Patrick has with him and how he's trying to please his dad. His dad is kind of asked him to do things, asked him to work, and this is vacation, asked him for money. So we kind of see some issues with Patrick and his dad. I see where he's coming from, where he said, you know, I want to help my dad. This is my side of my family that I didn't get to have that connection with my dad. But now, later in life, I'm going to build this connection. I'm going to help him if he wants me to help him. But Thais sees that he is kind of playing the situation, kind of been taking advantage of things. She's on the side of her husband, but she's also just thinking about how his dad is just not, you know, he's not treating him properly. I'll just say that. So we'll see what happens with that situation. He seems very happy to meet his new grandbaby, which was a very beautiful moment. But we'll see what's going on with this guy. He wants him to paint the apartment he's allowing them to use as they stay up there, I think, for 2 or 3 weeks. So I don't know about this dad. But we'll see more, we'll hear more, we'll chat more on 90 Day Fiancé Happily Ever After, as well as some of the other spinoffs of this franchise. We talk faith, love, and trends. We're going to be reviewing more love and dating programs as well. If you have any connection to these topics, faith, love, and trends, and you want to be on and talk about what you do concerning faith, love, or trends, or talk about and discuss some of these programs and your take on it, I'd love to have you on and be a part and participate as well. If you want to connect, you can always email me. And if you just want to have comments or thoughts you just want to share with me, that will be awesome. Email me at cbiztv@yahoo.com. That's cbiztv@yahoo.com. All the best. God bless. Thanks, guys.